Good evening. This is the JIA Network with me, Arianna.
Josh.
I forgot my name.
He's been smoking a little too much.
Igor. I mean...
Ian.
Ian.
And it's been a little while since we've done a podcast. And even for Night Moves Radio, it's been a little while since we've done a little podcast. We've been busy with a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have some cool stuff coming up in January. We're taking a little bit of hiatus and...
Holiday hiatus.
Yeah.
It's about around time when we like to do stuff with family.
Bless you.
Everybody likes to get around during the holidays. And,
yeah. We've got to make sure we hear everybody. I heard some of them holidays. Repeat that again, Josh.
I was saying everybody likes to get... families like to get together during the holidays and, you know, do holiday stuff. And
yeah. Although I've been reading a little poetry on the side, so... Just as a little bit of free advertisement, if y'all don't mind, you can listen to Spoken Weird Poetry Podcast.
Shameless plug.
Yep. That's what the Brian K. Morris calls it, right? Didn't he say shameless plug?
I don't know if he does. I don't. I've heard other people do it.
But anyway, on this episode, because it's so close to Christmas, and we all are making our list for Santa Claus, we want to talk about our childhood favorite toys. And there's a pause.
Well, I didn't know who was starting.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were the grand poobah. I thought it kind of like went to you. And
oh, well, I'm already doing the introduction, so I think we'll start with Josh since I did the whole intro. But we do a lot of our talking. Like, we were sitting in Kentucky, like, on our car ride on the way there. We started thinking of ideas for a new podcast. So we started thinking of, like, we always talk about our favorite toys, favorite movies, and cartoons and shows. So I said, why don't we make a series out of all our favorite stuff from our childhood. So with Christmas coming, and today actually was Black Friday, of course I didn't do any, I just did an online shopping. I bought a clock. We bought a clock.
For us, yeah. The
we did online, so we didn't buy anything.
Sort of a steampunk.
Yeah, it's got gear. Yeah. So that was, gears. Yeah, so that was our Black Friday shopping. But we know several people go out shopping to go buy all the latest toys and the games and the videos and electronics.
Fight to the desk to get...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Joshua.
Yeah.
What kind of toys did you play with?
Well, one that really stands out to me is the Kenner Superpowers line that was around during the 80s. And these were, well, you like to call them super people.
Super people.
But
yeah.
These were from the DC Comics, and they were like, you know, the Justice League and sort like that.
Yeah, they all wore capes, right?
Not every one of them.
No, okay. We call them super people.
Yeah, because they
if you're super people, you gotta wear a cape.
No, you don't have to wear a cape to be a super. I mean, you watch.
Aquaman didn't have a cape.
And you watch heroes, and none of them wore capes.
Well, they had a pretend cape. It was invisible.
Okay. Well, anyway, this was 80, they adapted Hanna-Barbera and for its time, yes, it was cheesy, incredibly cheesy, but Hanna-Barbera adapted the DC Comics universe into cartoon form, as they did previously in the 70s, Super Friends, you know, and then they
So there were Super Friends, so then they could be super people.
Yeah. But Super Friends in the 80s became Superpowers, and that was a big line of figures during the 80s. Yeah, and there was let's see, Batman, Superman, Firestorm, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Aquaman, Robin,
She-Ra.
No, I'm saying what DC Comics characters they the Shazam,
He-Man.
No.
I'm sorry.
Golden Pharaoh, Red Tornado, and then those included just some of the heroes, and then the villains. There was Darkseid, Kalibak, Desaad, the Parademons, Joker, Penguin, Mantis, a few others. But I remember one of the first superpowers figures I got was for Christmas. My grandma, Mackenzie, bought me the Joker. And I remember...
That would have scared me.
What?
That would have scared me.
That would have scared you as a kid?
Yeah, Joker was scary.
Well, he was a psycho killer. He was always meant to be a psycho killer. Yeah.
Psycho killers are kind of scary.
But, you know, I got that, like, probably my second Christmas. And I remember we went...
Your second Christmas? Like, when you were two?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the whole day, too, when that happened.
He has, like, a picture-perfect memory. Yeah. It's freaking weird.
But what's cool about that, like...
At 2 o'clock? I mean, 2 o'clock. Oh, God.
What?
At 2 years old, I meant. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what I got it to. Yeah. Probably some kind of doll.
Diapers.
Well, diapers, yeah. Yeah, I know they had a heck of a time trying to body train me.
What's cool is we three like going to Metropolis for the Superman celebration. When I wish it was on. I don't think this thing is even for sale, but in the Superman Museum there is a huge version of the a giant sized version of the Joker superpowers figure done exclusively just the Joker. And that box. And I have such a good memory of that Christmas. And it brings back such good memories that if I could buy that, I would definitely get it. Like, if it was...
You could, look for it on, eBay.
Yeah, I know. I probably should. But, yeah. But that would be cool if I could get that. But yeah, that's just one. I'll go over to you.
Oh, actually, we'll go on to Ian.
Ian?
Didn't Kenner make the Star Wars figures?
Yes, they did. I like those, too. Yeah,
I remember the Talkboy tape recorder was the first, when Home Alone 2 came out.
Oh, yeah, that was really popular. My sister had one of those.
That was
my sister had the girly version.
The first thing that probably should have made me think I'd be chit-chatting with you guys one day.
except now you can just put this on a app and it can make all those...
Yeah, you can change your voice now. Yeah, voice changer apps.
It's crazy how far we've come.
Yeah.
And, of course, wrestling figures. My gosh, I had so many wrestling figures growing up.
The only ones my mom ever got me, I think what I remember, she only got me one for my birthday, and those were the Bushwhacker figures. That was just one.
Who is that?
They came out
Well, remember, we can't see you on the radio.
Oh, well, yeah, but I just...
Josh is sitting on the couch as he waves his arms up
they
and down.
Flex their
he's doing the mouse.
They flex
the
their...
The monkey.
No, they flex...
What's that? Do you love me? Do the mashed potato?
I don't know, but...
It's just there's dance moves, as in dance, and we did where you take your arms and you go up and down, and he was waving his arms.
No, I was flexing...
Trying to show me about bushwhackers.
I was flexing muscles, and
flexing his muscles. I thought he was doing some dance moves.
No, you know what I'm talking about, Ian, don't you?
Yeah, they were, Outback guys.
Yeah, they were wrestlers, and that was back when wrestling was really good, and they made backstories and had all these different characters... And I'm taking over the conversation. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
But they would come out, and when they came out on stage, they would flex their muscles, and that's what
I thought. You flex your muscles. You take it, and you actually flex your
muscles. No, they were these guys were
flex them and then smack them around.
Yeah.
So they're doing the flex muscle dance.
Yeah. Something like that. Ian knows what I'm talking about.
I guess I don't.
Yeah. There's probably a name for it too, but
yeah,
that's not. I can't think of it.
Yeah. Anyway, those were the only wrestling
figures I ever had. What'd you say it was, Ariana? Flex? Flex what?
Flex muscles?
Flex muscle.
Dance or something?
Flex muscle dance.
Flex muscle
yeah,
dance.
Yeah, flex muscle dance, yeah. You played with wrestlers and...
I know, I remember something that probably carried over from your guys' childhood was the trolls.
Oh, God. Yeah, I love those. I had tons of them.
I had so many trolls growing
Me
up.
Me too.
I will say this. I never got to get in any of them, but... as a kid, but they did develop a toy line of action figure version of trolls called Stone Protectors. Like they were like
those turtles looking guys with the
yeah they were
kind of the body style.
I don't
really yeah
know
like
those.
It was the like figures. The Ninja Turtles, but they had the heads of trolls and they had their own backstories and everything. They even had a cartoon. Wasn't too good, but the figures were actually cooler than the cartoon.
I had tiny trolls. I had medium sized trolls, and I even had stuffed animal-like trolls. Like, their heads were plastic, but the bodies were soft. And then on their little soft body, they had the little diamond gem thingies. Yeah. I had a lot of them. And I even had pencil toppers, trolls.
Yeah, they had those little pencil toppers. Yeah.
And then I used to braid their hair. It was fun.
I had a stuffed animal I'd give a haircut to when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, I used to get my Barbies haircuts. Yeah, they didn't, you know, no one told us their hair didn't grow back. So.
Not enough nutrition or something.
Yeah.
I still have my stuffed Chewbacca, but I lost his cartridges as a kid. I played around with them too much and lost his cartridges that he had in his bandolier belt.
Bandolier belt?
Yeah.
It amazes me how much those little guns, and especially like the wrestling stuff, can go for that you lost.
Yeah.
They come with the figures. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, you guys were playing with action figures. Let me see. I had trolls. My first favorite one was Precious Places. I had huge house, and you had a key that turned on and off all the lights, and the keys that made the people go. The keys had a magnet.
I remember.
The people had little magnets, and you stuck the key underneath the little floor, and then you put it underneath the person so you can make the people move. Then I had a little ballerina studio, and then I had a little ice skating rink, and then I had a little thing where the pets would have the little beauty contest, so the pets could have a little contest, and you could have the girl do the little dances, like she did a little spins on the ballerina studio, and they could do little spins on the ice skating rink, and he moved everybody with keys. And so, see, and then my brother had the little Lego men, and then we played in my bedroom. It was really big, but I had this great big huge water bed. So we played this game we called, which we had the version for outside and the version inside. So the inside version, you know, it was city, but we played it inside. Or we called it Little People. Yeah, let's play Little People. Yeah, city was outside, and then inside was Little People. And so he played with the little Legos, and he built a house with his little Lego man. He got this little tiny land by the side of my big waterbed. I had this huge piece of land where I put the mansion. And then the Lego guy would come visit my little Precious Places ladies and people, and we'd talk to him, and, hey, how you doing? And he'd drive his little truck, and we'd play and stuff. We had probably more fun setting up, and then we'd play and for a little bit, and like, oh, okay, we're done. Yeah.
I thought at first you were going to say Precious Moments, but I was like, those were never toys.
No, Precious Places?
Yeah. Precious Moments had the little teary-eyed.
Yeah,
little,
I had little, one of those for graduation. It was like 99.
Always looked like they were going to cry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Precious Places was awesome. Like, and we didn't have a lot of money when I was growing up, and like, mom and dad were always like, what do you want for Christmas? And I didn't want to say anything too expensive because I knew we didn't have the money. And they go, if you really, one thing you could have, what would you really want? And I was like really afraid to say. And I was like, well, there is these things like this house. And I told them about Precious Places. So like, they had me open up like all the small ones first. And I was happy just to get those. I would have been fine if I didn't get the house. And like, they surprised me, and like, I don't know how they afforded it, but I got the great big house. That was like the big part of like the whole thing.
I remember the commercial for that.
Yeah. So, like, I actually got the house, and it was really cool. It was fun. That's one of my favorite ones.
What about Light Bright?
I had a Light
Bright. Light Bright was fun.
Yeah, I had one of those when, like, I was, like, 5.
Oh, yeah.
I liked to get, like, they would have, you could buy dips of the you know,
the paper
that you put up against it, and you could. They had Disney ones. They had every one you could think of. The Star Wars ones. They
buy all the cool ones. We got what came with it, and then I think our grandma or somebody bought us some extra ones.
Yeah.
But actually, what's funny is sometimes I would make the designs, but I had more fun making my own designs. Because already at 5, I was already a rebel. Like, I'm not going to follow what this says. That's the artist in me. I'm going to make my own. So then I'd kind of make my own little design. And they'd be like, you didn't follow the thing on the paper. Well, I don't want to follow the thing on the paper. That's just...
I had a train set that I still got. It doesn't work anymore, but that was kind of cool. Like a drawbridge. And
oh, that's cool.
Chimed. A little chimey, like the train whistling. Stuff.
My parents got out their old race car set with the like little guns and like how the cars, and they did get it out and put it together, and you push the little trigger on the gun to make the cars go. They go, pew, and they go really around, going, pew, around the track. It's kind of fun.
You mentioned Lego. I was a big Lego nut.
Oh, yeah, so we were. We did, too.
And
hours of Legos.
And I had the Lego Pirates. I had Lego...
Of course, you had all the sets.
Lego Space.
Yeah, all the sets. I got the red bucket.
And Lego...
You just couldn't stop at the red bucket,
Lego,
could you?
Lego Knights,
Lego Knights? What the heck was Lego Knights?
Knights, N-I-G-H-T-S, like medieval Lego.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
K-N-I-G-H-T. Okay. Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said N-I-G-H-T.
K-K-I-G-H-T.
So I was like, what, Lego Knights? It's like a disco?
No, that was, I don't think they even, well, they probably had, did they have Legos around the late 70s, Ian?
Yeah, they had them since the 60s.
The 60s? Okay. Well, anyway, this was around the late 80s, early 90s. So disco was way out of, it was already dead, buried, gone.
We did a lot of Legos, and I think my dad played with them a lot, too, because what's funny is you find, like, old pictures, or I don't have them, I don't know where they went, but they would make all these little Lego houses and the Lego people, and I don't know if it was mom or dad. Somebody took pictures of all the Lego creations they'd make. It was kind of funny.
I had a lot of Ertl play, like farm play sets. And
Ertl?
Yeah.
I don't think I heard that.
They made farm play sets, like little die-cast cars, and then they had, you could build the barn and horses and little people and what have you.
Hmm. We had Barbie's Ice Cream Shop. That was my favorite.
Nice.
And actually, you could make real ice cream, but we tried it, and it sucked. It wasn't real ice cream. It was stupid. When I finally got to try for how to do it, it didn't taste very good. But we did have fun playing with it. So we had Patricia, who was Pretty Perfume Barbie. And then my brother would come in with his Terminator doll and his tow truck. And we would set up the Barbie's Ice Cream Shop. We'd get Patricia all dressed up. And then Terminator would come pick up Patricia in his record. And we'd drive him to the ice cream parlor. And he had big old Terminator holding this tiny little ice cream cup thing. I mean, it is so tiny, like Barbie size. And Terminator's like a big, huge doll. And they go on dates to Barbie's Ice Cream Shop. And so, yeah. So Barbie's Ice Cream was the hot spot for the dating back in the day. It was fun.
That's where all the cyborgs take their ladies.
Yep. Or Barbie's Ice Cream Shop. Yep.
I remember another big one for me was G.I. Joe. Not the big G.I. Joe figures, but the little G.I. Joe figures. The way they've been since the 80s.
About the same size as the Kenner figure.
Yeah. But I don't know if Kenner made G.I. Joes.
No, I don't.
Hasbro.
Think so,
Hasbro made G.I. Joes. And I had a lot of the G.I. Joes and Cobras. And like my superpowers figures, I threw a lot of them down this well, and because I thought they would fly back up as a kid, and I lost a lot of toys that way, and yeah.
That sounds sad. Like an adventure someday, Josh. We go dig up the well, retrieve the lost Joes.
Well, the thing is, if that piece of land somebody else, like our family. Someone else in the family owns it now, so I doubt we would go digging up that well anyway. But if I did and found those figures anyway, they'd probably be, all the stuff would be washed off them from the water. And,
oh, yeah.
And they'd be scummy and you couldn't tell.
I also flushed some down the toilet. That wasn't smart.
I also buried a couple of I used to have a. Do you remember the? No, you're probably too young. The Chuck Norris. There were Chuck Norris action.
I have
Norris.
A couple.
Action
I
figures.
Have a couple of them.
I took the sumo one and the ninja one, and I buried them in the garden just to see what would happen. And then
they'd come back out to life and say, "Joshy."
And I don't know what happened to the ninja one, but the sumo one, like about. I don't know, like 8 years later, it was all busted and broken, probably because the roots came through it and broke.
That stinks.
I left a lot of Hot Wheels in the yard, and my grandpa would run them over with the lawnmower.
Oh, I bet he got mad. Yeah. Probably tear up the mower.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't good on it.
No. Boy, my brother had a lot of Hot Wheels. Another thing we played with was micro machines.
Yeah.
And what's cool with the cars, oh my God. So we had lots of fun with cars. We had Hot Wheels, we had micro machines. We had this great big little city where you put the car on, it would spin and go around the little thing and have a little gas pump and stuff. And then there was a little micro machine town. So sometimes we'd take turns. One of us would get the big town and one of us would get the little town. And then our cars would drive around and our cars would go visit each other. Like, hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing? And my brother would have his car go, making a car noise. And, you know, and I was just like, these cars. And yeah, we play together, but we had like little cities and stuff. And so we'd like talk to each other with our cars.
You guys were advanced. You had cities and...
Yeah, I know, but it was just fun. I mean, we just had, I guess, good imaginations. But, I mean, that's how we always played together. We got along pretty good.
I had the micro machines, but I had the military micro machines. So, the jet fighters and the tanks and stuff.
Well, we just had regular cars. You know, and then
he was real interested in the cars.
Sometimes we pick out, like, muscle cars. And every once in a while, I'd buy myself one because... They let us pick out a toy and like I had a couple of my own like Hot Wheels, but I don't know what happened to them.
I had some Hot Wheels, but my mom mostly got the Hot Wheels. My mom got me were the Sesame Street editions that were still down on the bookshelf downstairs.
I got the cool cars. Yeah, my brother had all kinds of cars. Oh my God, he had a huge crate full of cars and like the cities and stuff. We were always driving around the cars. So that was another little city. You know, because we played Little City in the house. There was, like, Inside City, and then there was Little City and Big City. Big City was outside where our bikes were our cars, and we actually would ride our bikes around. And I had a house, like, out back, and his house was the garage, and we'd visit each other. And then we'd go to work, so we drove to the campground that was, like, just a house away. So we go, oh, gotta go to work, and we go drive to the campground. That's where we worked. I'm sorry, we're weird kids.
You guys were advanced.
We just like to play. We had, we're always making stuff up. It was fun.
I remember I had a lot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, my brother had those too. Yeah, we had Splinter too, the rat. Yeah. Yep. Never got April. I really wanted April so I could play, but he would still like to play at the Turtles. Who did I ever get? I think it was it Michelangelo? I forget which ones I got to play with, and then we get to play. I wanted to be Splinter a lot, but sometimes I got to be, sometimes not. We had the Turtles and Splinter. That was fun. Yeah. And mostly all I had was, like, Barbies. Like Barbies and Precious Places, the ice cream shop. Oh, Magna Doodle! Did you guys know what Magna Doodle?
I remember vaguely.
It's like a screen, but it wasn't like the Etch Sketch. And you had the little...
Magnets, like...
You had magnets, and then you had a pencil tied to a piece of string.
Yeah.
And then you draw on it, like, but it was like, it looked, you could draw on it.
I think I had one of those,
and then you had this little thing you push, you swiped back and forth, that would erase it.
Yeah, I remember that.
And there's a commercial, Magna Doodle!
I don't remember the commercial.
I don't know. But, yeah, I played with that a lot. The Etch Sketch... That was kind of hard. So Magna Doodle
actually that was really hard. I remember trying to use the etches. I always got frustrated at the thing.
Yeah, I did too. And then I really started getting something going, and somehow something would race.
It'd go...
Yeah, and it'd race it away.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had tea sets, too, when I was little. I, like, crunched up when I was, like, 5. I took Smarties, and I crunched them up, and I put them in water, and then I poured them into my tea set and tried to serve them to, like... My friends.
Why couldn't you just snort them like everybody else?
I was 5. We didn't think about
something
that.
You do when you're 7.
We didn't even think about that with Smarties. Yeah, I crunched them up, mixed them with water, and then my mom got mad at me. She's like, you don't do that with these tea sets. So, yeah. Sorry, Mom. But, yeah, she got mad at me because I did that. Oh, the ultimate thing I did with a kid. Oh, this is bad. Okay. So I watched a lot of She-Ra. So another favorite toy was She-Ra Princess of Power. And I had the horse. And, like, I wanted to know, like, I thought I had the power. Okay, I was 5. Okay. And, like, I remember seeing stuff happen with jewelry and stuff come, like, they'd sparkle and necklaces. Okay, so I had this really cool red heart, like, stone, like, little neat necklace I got somewhere, I don't know. Had this little black string with it. We had this lamp in my bedroom. Okay. So I took the necklace and the gemstone, and I put it by the lamp. I was like, oh, it's going to get power from the light. Yeah. So, they're all looking at me like, I don't know where this is going. And, so, like, it started to smoke a little bit, and I thought it was cool. I was like, ooh, I've got the power. And so, and then dad, they started smelling something. And it was burning. Oh. And they're like, you don't do that. No, no. You're going to catch the house on fire. And I remember, though, I was like, oh, I got the power. Steve and me, my imagination was way beyond. I just thought, well, you know, they even take this. The power came from the stone. It had something to do with the light. So I had the light. Magical amulet. Yeah, so the light bulb and the necklace. And I was like, I was going to get me some power. And I thought it was really doing something because it started to smoke. And I was getting all excited. And no, it was
actually. It was doing something. It was burning.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, you didn't have a wizard or magician in the family that could do that for you.
I got yelled at so bad. Five. And then they told me I could have burned the house down, and I felt really bad. I think I started to cry or something, but I got a good chewing. I was only five. They let me watch a lot of She-Ra. It was my favorite. And because people would be like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, She-Ra. I really loved She-Ra.
Well, I know we got to mention the Spice Girls dolls.
Oh, well, heck yeah. But that was in high school, and no one talks about having toys in high school.
Yeah, I was like 7 when I was digging the Spice Girls when they came
out. Oh, I was like 14 and 13, 14, 15.
Old.
Yeah, I was really old. I was Baby Spice. I love Baby Spice. I had the Baby Spice doll. Oh, and then I told you guys the story where I won the lip sync contest my junior year, and I lip synced to the Spice Girls. And see, the thing was when they had the lip sync contest, was that the seniors always won. It didn't matter. The seniors always had to win. They were so unoriginal. There was like 4 or 5 senior girls. They all stood in this straight line. And then one of them in the front line would do their little dances. And then they'd lip sync to whatever song was playing. They'd go to the back of the line. The next girl would lip sync and do a little dance. And she'd go to the back of the line. I was like, oh, that's so stupid. So, like, I was dressed up. I had a little black mini. Oh, my God. Spaghetti strap dress. It was a little bit above my knees, not quite. And I had my little sporty coat. I zipped it up. But on my dress, what people didn't know at first, I had spelled out Spice in glow-in-the-dark stars. And I had my hair in pigtails. And then I got in front of the whole entire school that was there. And I started out on the stage because it was in our auditorium, or our drama club stage was. So I started up on the stage. And I came out, started dancing. And then I unzipped my coat, and I threw it out to the people sitting there. Yes, kind of a slight strip tease, I guess. It probably wasn't appropriate for high school. But people cheered, thought it was funny. Yeah, this is me. Everyone's like, and their teachers, you know, their jaws are like dropped down to the floor. Like, oh my God, this is quiet little Ariana, and she's doing this.
Beware the quiet ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what they thought when I got 3 of my buddies and we all dressed up like the Spice Girls and went to the talent show and sang Wannabe. And
oh, that'd been so fun. This
was before I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but before things like that were socially acceptable.
Yeah.
We probably got a lot of stares.
Ian well, and drag.
Yeah, but what's cool is, hopefully you guys got first place doing that. I got first place doing that all by myself. And the senior girls were so mad at me that year because they were supposed to have won. And I got first place.
Yeah. They're probably brats.
Yeah. They were popular. I was not.
Never.
And everybody just like, I don't know, it was funny. Everyone was talking about it for a long time. So, yeah. That was me getting out of my comfort zone. I was so into the Spice Girls that I drew a great big picture of them on my bedroom wall in markers.
I bet your mom loved that.
Oh, actually, well, my mom was doing some painting on her wall back then. And so my brother and I asked her if it was okay if we painted on the wall. And she said yes, but I markered on the wall. And so I stayed there for a long time. I took a whole day to do it. After I moved out, though, my dad painted over it. He said it was kind of hard to paint over.
Should I take a picture of it?
Yeah, I did think about that back then, and I didn't have a cell phone yet then.
Well, they had disposable cameras there, yeah. 27 exposure.
I know. Yeah, I should have.
Getting back on the subject of toys, I used to, well, I don't know if it's really a toy. I guess it could be considered a toy, but I used to play with a Play-Doh back
in the day. Oh, yeah, I did Play-Doh. I had the kind that turned it into, like, food.
Yeah.
Like, french fries and yeah. Or hair or something. It shot out these little tiny rope thingies.
Spaghetti?
Yeah, spaghetti, yeah.
Hair.
Well, they did have a barber shop.
Yeah, they did. I wanted that so bad.
I got that one Christmas.
Of course you did. You got everything. Oh, I have this, I had that. You got everything.
No, I didn't get everything. There were some... Remember I told you about those Boglins I wanted? The Boglins that were the puppet-like things?
I always wanted
those, never got them.
They wouldn't let you get those. I wanted one of those, too.
There were so many toys that I wanted and I never got. But... I did have the hair shop.
Yeah, of course you had called. The hair shop. And you could cut their hair.
Yeah.
You take your little scissors and cut out the Play-Doh rope hair. And then you could grow back.
Yeah.
And a commercial would show the Play-Doh hair popping out of the guy's head. Yeah. Oh, wait, though. But, you know, there was a Barbie that you could cut her hair or make it grow. Oh, I know. No. I forget what they're called. Okay. Now, there was these dolls, and you lifted up their arm, and their hair would shoot out of their head, and then you could mess their arm and do, like, make it go up and down, and it would make it shorter.
Yeah.
I had those. I loved it.
Which, thinking back on that, that's kind of disturbing now, but thinking about that, there's hair going back in their head.
I don't know. I thought it was fun. Sucked
back in their head. When you...
And then there was another doll. You could actually, you had your pink little wand thingy. And your blue little wand thingy, you filled the pink with hot water and the blue with cold. And she had this little jean outfit, and there's parts of her hair. If you ran the blue one over her hair, it would turn it blue. And, or her jean thing, it could be blue or pink. When it was blue, it would turn pink. When it was pink, it would turn blue. So you could actually make your own little designs out of the cold and hot water.
Talking about that, the dyed hair reminds me, there was a toy line, and it was for girls back in the day, back in the 80s. It was a toy line based on, I don't know which came first, the toys or the cartoon, but it was called Gem and the All-Stars, and it was a glam metal band, all-girl glam metal band.
That's cool.
Back in the day.
I gave my dolls hair lights by writing on their hair with markers. Yeah, that was their highlights.
That works.
Yeah, it did, but yeah, couldn't really change it back. Mm. I gave one doll a heck of a haircut. Yeah, that's the thing with Barbies. You cut their hair and change their hair, and there you go. Yeah, those are all the toys, I think, mostly, if I think of all of them. I think that's everything I played with.
Trying to think what other ones.
Oh, those balls that you play outside, and you wore the little circle thingy on your hand. It was...
Yeah.
And then you catch it.
Oh, I know about those. Yeah, I've heard.
It stuck to it like...
Yeah.
The Nerf gun.
The Nerf gun. Oh, I had a lot of Nerf. Yeah.
Super Soakers.
Yeah, Super Soakers, too.
Those were fun. Oh, my God. We had so much fun with Super Soakers.
I'll never forget when I first got a Nintendo. Like...
Oh, yeah. We and my brother were in heaven when we got a Nintendo. We thought we were big stuff. But then our cousin Dylan across the street got a Sega.
Yeah. I remember my Grandpa Wright... got it for us one Christmas, and Mom thought we were gonna stay inside and rot our brains, you know,
summer I was playing Bart Simpson to Goes to Hollywood, and Mom would get so mad. She's like, you're not gonna stay indoors all day and play this.
And then we got Sega, and then we got Super Nintendo.
We didn't get Super Nintendo, we just got Sega.
Nintendo 64, and then
Good for you.
PlayStation. I never had an
Xbox. We got PlayStation. We got PlayStation 2.
I went to my cousin Dylan's house to play all that. Gosh, when I had this little old computer, I thought I was doing pretty good.
Well, we started out, the first gaming system we ever had.
Ours was an Atari. We had an Atari,
but you probably had the 2600.
I don't know what we had.
We had the 4800.
Of course, because it's something better, right?
I'm not saying that. My
the big toys. Again, Josh gets all the big toys.
No, but it wasn't originally mine. Dad got it for Mom when she was pregnant with me, so she would have something to do.
Yeah, I know. That's
wouldn't
fine.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I just found the E.T. game
Oh, that was $5. That was one of the worst video games ever made. That and Indiana Jones,
they I think. Buried him in that New Mexico, landfill or whatever.
Yeah, that they were so bad.
Ouch. E.T. phone home.
Yeah, ouch. E.T. was a real failure.
Ouch.
But that was 2600. Yeah, 2600.
I'll be right here.
I don't think I've ever seen E.T.
Oh my god! Ian!
Oh my lord!
Holy crap!
We need to watch that together one day.
Oh man!
You have
to. Yes, Ian needs to watch E.T. So this is what we'll do. We'll freaking watch E.T. and then we'll just have to do like a review, like a quick podcast review.
Yeah.
Okay, E.T. I mean, okay, Ian. Now that you have finally connected with your childhood, tell us, how did you like E.T.?
Well, it was kind of before my childhood. I was 80s. Well, I'm 88.
It was maybe 82, I think.
When were you born?
88.
Okay. I was born 81.
So I'm an 80s kid, but not really.
I was born 83.
You don't have any memories.
I'm an old person, huh? We got 36 minutes. Well, I guess people probably will get tired of droning on us.
Yeah. We basically covered all.
I think we covered a lot, so.
I had a few Transformers, but not a big one.
Josh, just put it this way. Josh had a lot of toys. Okay. He was well loved with toys.
Yes, I was. And with the sugary cereals.
Oh, of course. Well, that's another podcast.
Next one is cereals of our childhood.
Yeah, cereals of our childhood. And then actually we're going to expand. We're going to talk about like cereals and our favorite movies and our favorite TV shows.
Yeah.
But with Christmas, we thought, why not toys?
Yeah.
So perhaps on your Christmas list this year, you could have Santa Claus get you some of these old toys. I'm sure they're still available on eBay.
That probably cost an arm and a leg.
I know one I didn't think of that I just got not too long ago that I'd always wanted was a Turbo Man figure.
Those didn't sell very well.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, those didn't sell very well for what they were, the way they were portrayed in that movie, like as a hot seller.
The way they came out.
But when they came out in real life, nobody gave a crap.
The only toys that I buy now, because I'm an adult, is from my Christmas village. So I do have to say, tonight I bought a toy. We bought a bookstore.
Yeah.
But is it really a toy? Because it's ceramic. It'd just be like Precious Moments.
Yeah. But it's still fun to look at. And if I wanted to, I could make the
figurine.
I can make the figurines like talk to each other and have adventures.
If I come over here next time and you're talking to your figurines, I don't know what.
No, I'll say we're playing pretend. I'll have Josh, me and him will be having our figurines talk to each other.
You guys be smooching them.
No, we'll go Christmas shopping and stuff. We'll have them go to the bookstore.
You guys need a Cherry House Press.
Yeah, we totally do.
It's your building and you're artsy. So
Cherry House Press. If you need your book published or you want to buy new books, come to Cherry House Press. Cherryhousepress.wordpress.com.
You're on your about fifth cheap plug of the night. I think you're done.
We'll make it a big high-rise corporate.
Yeah. Rise to fame.
The Church of Cherryology.
No, I won't do that. I'm not going to get that like that. No. We'll just do business. Oh, and make sure you listen to Ian's Cloverleaf Radio. Because he rocks.
Yeah, I hate promoting myself.
I don't like promoting myself either, but I just did it like a whole bunch of times. So there you go.
And JIANetwork.com.
JIANetwork.com. Come check out our website. It's pretty cool. You'll get to learn more about Ian, Josh, and Arian and why we do what we do. And you'll hear lots of our podcast shows. We're a lot of fun. And be sure to go to our website so you can hear all of our latest episodes and all that good stuff.
Speaking of a lot of fun, the name More Fun Than a Barrel of Monkeys. Remember those barrels of monkeys?
The toys of
the barrels of monkeys.
Barrels of monkeys.
And you'd link their arms together and they were different colors.
Yeah. Kind of like pick up sticks. You throw sticks on the ground and you pick them up. That's a game.
Yeah.
There you go.
My great-grandma had those.
All right, so we're into 40 minutes pretty much. So stay tuned. Go to JIANetwork.com to stay listening to all of our latest shows. And check us out on Facebook, JIA Podcast Network, and Night Moves Radio, the unofficial Night Moves Radio, and Spoken Word Poetry Podcast. This is us signing off for Arianna.
Josh.
Eon.
Good night.
Good night.